And now Carrie is with me here in the studio. So, Carrie, these are fascinating stories. Thank you for covering them. I know you've reported on this disease for several years now, and it sounds like from your stories that momentum is finally building in terms of Valley fever research.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is something that researchers and scientists have been telling me for quite some time. But I really saw a glimpse of it myself when I went to a Valley Fever Summit at UC Merced back in October. And at that time, I think the organizers weren't quite sure what to expect in terms of turnout, but more than 100 scientists, doctors, survivors, students, they all came in, poured in from around the state. The excitement in the room was palpable. A group of them even stayed for an hour afterward just to chat and kind of learn about each other.
Wow.
So, yeah, there was this air of collaboration and interest. And that was notable because even just a few years ago when I first began reporting on this disease, you could not have found that many people with expertise in the disease, much less, you know, interest in learning more about it. So someone who really articulated this to me is Katrina Hoyer. She's an immunologist at UC Merced who focuses on Valley fever there. And she said that in the 7 years that she's been studying this disease, the research field has transformed.
So a lot of new faces now at the conferences. I've seen an increase in the numbers of people that are attending them, and also a huge increase in the diversity of scientists that are attending the conferences. So all of that, I think, is really good and is going to really help us make some breakthroughs in the next few years.
So what's changed? What's brought on more interest?
The short answer is funding. It's not a ton, but it's good seed funding, as Hoyer described it to me. So in 2018, outgoing Governor Jerry Brown set aside $8 million from his state budget for the disease, and $6 million of that went to research. Now, that was only 2 years ago. It's very recent in the research world, but much of that has already been directed toward new projects and new collaborations. And so Dr. Manish Butte, who you heard in the story earlier, he knew practically nothing about Valley fever before taking on Abraham's case in 2018, and now he's involved in a research project among four different institutions using this new funding to study the immune systems of 50 patients with Valley fever.
So, Carrie, can you break down where that $8 million from Governor Brown has gone?
Yeah, so $2 million of it went to the state public health department for outreach and education. They say they've put together some PSAs and some social media messages. $3 million went to the Valley Fever Institute at Kern Medical in Bakersfield. That is a new institute, but the medical director there, Dr. Royce Johnson, he's one of the longtime experts in the disease. And most of that $3 million has been put toward an actual brick-and-mortar clinic so they can actually see Valley fever patients in a setting that's not a hospital. Plus, they've got a handful of new scientific studies going on. And the remaining $3 million went to the University of California system. And that's where these two big new research projects are housed. There's the one that I mentioned that looks at immune dysregulation among Valley fever patients. And the other project will be a big sweeping overview of knowledge gaps and research needs related to the disease.
So money is what's making the difference, but how did the funding even come about?
The short answer to that might be as simple as politics. So there are two assemblymen in Kern County, Rudy Salas and Vince Fong, who have long been interested in the disease, and they've introduced a lot of bills related to it. Salas, in particular, advocated hard for this funding. But some also argue that interest really began to rise way before that. Here is Dr. Paul Krogstad. You also heard from him in the story. He's at UCLA. And he's here talking about South Valley Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
Well, I really think that the turning point was the 2014 conference held in Bakersfield, organized by the congressman, who made sure that it was attended by the head of the Center for Disease Control and by the head of the National Institutes of Health, who heard firsthand from the community in Bakersfield of the impact of this condition on their lives.
That conference was actually in 2013, not 2014, but many people still mention this meeting to me today as being pivotal in bringing Valley fever to a wider, more national audience. And finally, just last fall, McCarthy actually helped secure more funding for the CDC in the 2020 budget. That's $2 million there, particularly for the office that deals with fungal diseases like Valley fever.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carrie, for bringing us these stories.
Yeah, thank you.